From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. China and Britain are to sign billions of dollars in business deals as President Xi Jinping meets Prime Minister David Cameron during the second day of the Chinese leader's state visit to Britain. Both leaders are expected to formally announce a major deal that will see Chinese investors finance a third of the Hinkley Point C nuclear plant that is to be built by French contractors in southwest England. The Chinese president and the Prime Minister David Cameron held a news conference. We'll be bringing you details of that shortly. Iraqi leaders will begin a process Wednesday to select a commander who can serve as a central figure to better organize the various forces fighting Islamic State militants. The U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford said during Tuesday a visit to Iraq, he said that the U.S.-led coalition needs one person who can speak with authority on the ground campaign in order to better provide support. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling on the Israeli and Palestinian leaders to work to defuse a deadly wave of violence. Ban met Wednesday with the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank town of Ramallah, ending 2 days of talks in the region aimed at calming weeks of unrest that has left at least 8 Israelis and more than 40 Palestinians dead. There were 2 more attempted Palestinian attacks on Israelis on Wednesday. And to bring you notice of a VOA special program, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria has proved itself to be adept at recruiting members and targeting adversaries through social media. You can see an entire VOA program live streamed on voanews.com at 1530 UTC. VOA News. The European Commission chief has called an emergency meeting of EU and Balkan leaders as the crowds of migrants fleeing the Middle East and Africa continue to flood into the Western Balkans. Jean-Claude Juncker says there is a need for greater cooperation among the nations dealing with the migrant crisis. He said he has invited the heads of state of 10 countries, including non-EU members, Macedonia and Serbia, to meet Sunday in Brussels to strategize. Officials from the UN Refugee Agency have also been invited to attend. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has endorsed the country's nuclear deal with world powers, but warned the agreement suffers from ambiguities and structural weaknesses. In a letter to the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani that was read on state television, Khamenei said such weaknesses could damage the country in the present and in the future. He urged Iranian officials to be vigilant in guarding against inconsistencies in that agreement. The European Commission has ruled Wednesday that Starbucks and Fiat benefited from illegal tax deals with the Dutch, and Luxembourg governments in cases with major implications for the taxation of multinational companies. This is a European Competition Commissioner, Margriet Vestager.
The tax rulings have artificially reduced the tax burden of both companies, and this is illegal under EU state aid rules. These decisions send a clear message. National tax authorities cannot give any company, big or small, large or powerful, an unfair competitive advantage compared to others.
Meanwhile, Starbucks immediately said it would appeal, echoing the Dutch government and accusing the European Union executive of significant errors in its assessment. Meanwhile, Fiat denied receiving any aid from the Luxembourg state. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Paris Wednesday. We can hear some of the music from that ceremony. It happened during a 3-day state visit to France. He was joined by the French junior minister for veterans beneath the Arc de Triomphe, where they laid a wreath on the tomb and then were greeted French military members. Keita will spend 3 days in France, during which he will meet with the French President François Hollande and visit the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The Vatican denies Wednesday that an Italian media report that Pope Francis has a benign brain tumor. The chief Vatican spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, says the circulation is entirely unfounded news regarding the health of the Holy Father. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.